Amen. Very good. Well, it's Hebrews chapter 11.
大家可以翻到希伯来书的第十一章。
And the great theme of Hebrews 11 is living by faith.
所以希伯来书第十一章的主题呢，就是因信而活。
It's very simple. We don't trust ourselves. We don't trust our intelligence. We don't trust other people.
所以那是非常简单。我们不相信我们自己，我们不靠着我们的智商，我们也不相信别人。
We just trust the Lord.
我们只相信主。
The Lord says in Scripture, some trust in princes, some trust in riches, some trust in horses. We trust the Lord.
因为这个里面讲呢，有些人呢，他相信王子，有些人呢信财富，有些人呢信马，但是我们只信主。
So in the book of Hebrews chapter 11, we've studied about the faith of Abel, the faith of Enoch, the faith of Noah, and now we're studying the faith of Abraham.
在希伯来书我们讲到的呢，那个亚伯的信心，然后以诺的信心，然后就是那个挪亚的信心，现在我们要讲亚伯拉罕的信心。
Last week we got up to verse 12, and it was the promise of God to Abraham that he would make his family like the stars of the heaven and the sand by the sea.
上个星期我们讲到呢，停在十二节，那个讲到的神对亚伯拉罕的应许呢，是说他的子孙就像天上的星星一样多，像海上的沙一样多。
Now, verse 13 picks up the theme and gives us some summary comments.
第十三节呢，给了我们一些总结的一个评论。
And verse 13 begins, all these people were still living by faith when they died. They did not receive the things promised.
第三讲是这些人呢，就上面讲这些人都是存着信心死的，并没有得着所应许的。Now
the question is that good or bad?
问题是这是好的还是不好的？They
believe, they believe, they believe, they believe, they died. They still hadn't got what it is they believe.
所以他们相信，信了以后呢，他们死了，他们死之前呢。
And there's a sense in which that's bad, and there's another sense in which it's good.
从一个方面说呢，这是不好的；从另一个方面说，这样也是好的。It's
bad in the sense that they waited for it and didn't get it. That's disappointing.
所以呢，不好的呢是他们一直是期盼着，期盼着他们说也没得到，这是很让人失望的。
It's good in this sense, that the only reason God keeps you waiting for what he has promised is that he's going to give you something better than he could give you now. The longer you wait, the better it gets.
所以呢，好的方面呢，是神他现在不给你，他所应许的是因为神让你等一下，你等的原因呢，就是说神会。 给你比现在他给你的将来给你的比现在给你的要更好，所以你等待时间越长，你得到的东西越好，从神那里。And
so you will find in your life, after you've trusted the Lord Jesus as your Savior, that you will believe Him for many things.
所以你会在你自己的人生里发现，当你 信了主耶稣基督为你个人救主以后，你会相信更很多的事。
Some of the things that you believe you'll get, he gives you right away so that you can believe that he really is the rewarder.
所以呢，你有些你相信的东西，他现在就会给你。他给你呢，是因为他现在给你，是因为你相信他，他是有奖赏给你。
And other things you will wait for a long time in your life till you get them. And still others, you won't get them until eternity.
还有一些事情呢，就是说呢，要等很久神才会赐给你，而甚至有些事情呢，只有到你到了永恒里面去，他才会赐给你。
And the reason that you get a little now is to encourage you to keep believing. And the reason you don't get everything now is because God has got so much good for us in the afterlife.
因为呢，神现在给你一些，他应许的呢是可以去鼓励你继续的相信，然后呢，很多其他的神现在不是给你呢，是因为。 他在永恒里，在你，永恒里，他会给你更好的。
So again, verse 13, all these people, that would be Abraham and Noah and Abel and Enoch, all these people were still living by faith when they died. They didn't get everything that had been promised. Go ahead.
就像他讲的这些人呢，上面讲到的亚伯呢。 以诺啊，亚伯拉罕、挪亚，他们这些人呢，他们都是存着信心死的，所以他们在死之前呢，有很多神的应许，他们还没有得到。They
did not receive the things promised. They only saw them and welcomed them from a distance. And they admitted that they were aliens and strangers on the earth.
就是并没有得到所应许的，从远处望见，且欢喜迎接。 承认自己在世上是客旅，是寄居的。So
that's the way we are. We're going to heaven.
这就是我们，我们呢要去天堂。And
we get some good things along the way to encourage us. We know we're going to heaven.
所以我们一路上呢，我们得到一些可以鼓励我们，我们一定会去天堂。
But we're encouraged that very often we do things that we would never do if we were not going to heaven.
所以呢，我们是得到鼓励的。以后呢，我们其实做一些事情，如果我们不去天堂的话，我们永远不做。And
because we do things that we would not do if we were not going to heaven, we admit that we are aliens or strangers on the earth. We're not part of this world system.
所以如果我们去做一些我们不去天堂的话，我们不会做的事呢，这个就证明了我们是客旅，是寄居在这里的。我们跟这个世界是不在一个世界里的。So
we're strangers on the earth. That's very strange because the earth is our natural home, but because we've trusted the Lord as Savior, we are strangers even here at home.
因为我们在这个世界呢，我们是陌生人，这个呢是有点奇怪，因为我们都是在这个地球上出生的，因为我们现在主，所以这个地球呢，并不是我们自己的，所以我们是客人。
And the authorized version doesn't use the word aliens. It uses the word pilgrims.
所以呢，那个国王钦定版呢，讲到呢，他用的那个英文单词呢，并不是说陌生人，而是用的是朝圣者。
A pilgrim is someone who is marching through a country, going to another country.
所以朝圣者呢，他是在一个国家，通过一个国家，然后去到另一个国家的。We're
Christians. We're going off to heaven. And this world is not our home. We're just passing through it.
所以我们是基督徒，我们是在去天堂的路上，我们只是从这个地球上穿过。这个地球呢，不是属于我们的。
Some people say you're crazy.
有些人说你疯了吗？
And we say, no, we're not crazy. We believe in the God of eternity. We believe in the God from heaven. We believe that there is far more to existence than this little life.
所以我们说我们并没有疯，因为我们相信那个永恒的神，我们相信天堂神的神，我们远远有远远超过这个世界短暂的生命的神。We
believe that Abel was the better treated of the brothers. Cain killed Abel and lived for hundreds of years afterwards. Abel died and went to heaven. Abel won, Cain lost.
所以呢，我们认为呢，亚伯呢比该隐得到的待遇更好，因为呢，该隐尽管他杀了亚伯，亚伯被杀死了以后呢，亚伯呢就进了天堂，所以呢，该隐就在这个世界上活着。我们认为这个的赢家是亚伯，而不是该隐。
If there is no heaven or no afterlife, Abel didn't win, Abel lost.
所以呢，如果没有永生，如果没有天堂，那么亚伯呢，他就是输家，他并没有赢。
Abel said, I'd rather obey God and die and go to heaven than disobey God and live like Cain for hundreds of years without God.
所以呢，亚伯说呢，我宁愿为了神而死，去到天堂。 而不是说是悖逆神，而活在这个世界上，就像亚伯呀，或就像该隐一样，活了几百年。Enoch
was the same. He only lived for 365 years, and the rest of his family lived for 800 or 900 years.
所以以诺也是这样的，他在地球上只活了365岁，但在他家里，其他的人呢，都可以活到800、900岁。Who
won?
谁赢了呢？
Enoch won because he knew he was going to heaven.
以诺赢了，因为他知道他要去天堂。So
verse 14 says, people who say such things show that they are looking for a country of their own. They're not looking for Canada. They're not looking for China. They're looking for a heavenly country.
对这个世界说这些话的人都是表明自己要 找一个家乡，所以他们找到的家乡呢，并不是加拿大，也不是中国，他们要找的家乡是天堂。Now
the proof of that is verse 15. If they had been thinking of the country they had left, they would have had opportunity to return.
所以呢，第15节证明了这一点。他们若想念所离开的家乡，还有可以回去的机会。
I told you before, I think Abraham had a really nice house in Ur of the Chaldees.
所以呢，我大概告诉过大家，当那个亚伯拉罕在那个约科底住的时候呢，他有一个很大的豪宅。Ur
of the Chaldees was a pretty sophisticated city.
所以约科底呢是一个很那个大的一个城市。
Even though it was 4,000 years ago, Abraham probably had running water in his house.
尽管是在4000年之前，亚伯拉罕人可能在他自己的房子里都有流动的水。
And when Abraham lived in Israel, the land of Israel, he didn't own the land, and he always lived in a tent.
所以呢，当亚伯拉罕呢，他在 那个以色列的土地上住的时候呢，他总一直是住在帐篷。Now
you ladies tell me, if your husband said to you, okay, we're going to leave Vancouver, and you get to leave your house, we're going to have a tent, and we're going to live up north in British Columbia in just a nice little tent. Would you be happy, or would you say kind of like my house?
所以你们这些女士们呢，告诉我。 如果有一天你丈夫跟我们说呢，我们准备离开，我们要住到那个BC省的那个北部，我们离开我们现在的豪宅，我们去到那里只能住在个小帐篷里，你怎么想？
Abraham and Sarah said, we'd rather have a nice house But we are going to have a nice house when we get to heaven. We're following God now.
所以亚伯拉罕跟撒拉说呢，我们是喜欢这样的豪宅，但是呢，我们在天堂我们有更好的豪宅，所以呢，我们宁愿现在跟着神走，然后在天堂得到更好的房子。
So Abraham and Sarah could have moved back to Ur of the Chaldees anytime.
所以呢，亚伯拉罕和撒拉呢，他们可以搬回到他那个科尔的那个城市，任何时候他都可以搬回去。
They said, no, we're going to a better city.
所以他们说，我们不搬回去，我们要去一个更好的城市。
Verse 16, instead, they were longing for a better country, a heavenly one.
第16节说呢，他们却羡慕一个更美的家乡，就是在天上。
Would you like to live somewhere better than Vancouver?
你想去住在一个比温哥华更好的地方吗？
And I hope you all said yes.
我希望你们每个人都说是。Is
Vancouver a nice place to live?
温哥华是一个很美的地方来居住吗？是。Is
it as nice as it used to be?
是跟它以前一样的美吗？不是。Is
it as nice as heaven?
它比天堂更好吗？ 不是。No,
we get to go to heaven.
我们要去天堂。
We will look terribly sick compared to heaven.
所以呢，如果与天堂的家乡比，我们这里都不算什么。
And so we keep saying, Lord, we want to go to heaven.
所以我们也一直说，主啊，我要去天堂。
And the result of that, the end of verse 16 is wonderful. It says, therefore, God is not ashamed to be called their God.
这个后面的16节的后半部分呢是非常的奇妙的，因为所以神被称为他们的神，并不以为耻。
Is God ashamed to be called your God?
神被称为是你的神，他会感到羞耻吗？
They tell the story about D.L. Moody, the great preacher.
他们告诉我一个故事，就是叫那个D.L. Moody的，他是一个传道人。He
was out one night with a few friends, and there came along the street a terrible drunken man staggering back and forth.
一天晚上呢，他和几个人一起走在街上，街上看见一个人呢喝醉了，然后这个人呢就摇摇晃晃的就走过来了。One
of the men said, I recognize that drunken man. He's a man who got converted at your meetings, Moody.
所以呢，其中有一个人说呢，我认识那个醉鬼，因为他是在你的一个传道会上。
He said, Moody, he's one of your converts.
跟穆迪说，穆迪，他是你带你信主的人。Moody
says, well, he might be one of my converts, but it's obvious he's not one of God's converts.
所以呢，他说呢，有可能是我领着他信主的，但确实不是主领着他信主。If
a man believes in God, he doesn't live like he used to live. As a drunkard.
一个人如果他信神呢，他就不会像他以前像一个醉鬼那样活着了。But
it is the change in his life that not only brings him blessing, but it brings glory to God. He's saying, I believe God. God says, I'm not ashamed of that man.
实际上呢，他这个人呢，他的生命改变以后呢，他给神带来荣耀，所以呢，神就会说呢，这个人我不以这个人为耻。So
you and I, when we walk through life, we want to be the kind of person that when God is talking to his friends, he can simply say, excuse me, you see that boy down there, see that man down there, see that woman. That's one of my children, and God is proud And he brags about his children.
所以呢，实际上呢，你想一想，我们在永生里面，如果神跟一个人说话，他就说呢，你看下面这个人，这个人，这些人呢，每个都是我的孩子，所以呢，我为他们感到骄傲，我可以为他们夸口。
And all of these people, because they were waiting to see the blessing of God, all of them were giving God reason to be proud of them because they weren't settling down in this world. They were looking for the full blessing of God in that world.
让神呢以他们为傲，然后呢，他们呢不留恋这个世界，他们却盼望着那个永生世界里的东西。
Now verse 15:16 ends with the line, God has prepared a city for them.
第十二节结束的时候呢，因为神已经给他们预备了一座城。
What kind of a city has he prepared?
神为他们准备了一个怎样的城呢？
Well, you can read about it in Revelation 21.
你可以在，it's called
the New Jerusalem.
你可以在启示录里第21章里读到，被称之为新耶路撒冷。It's
a nice city.
它是一个很漂亮的城市。Its
gates are pearls.
所以它的门呢是珍珠做的。Its
foundations are precious jewels, diamonds, rubies, sapphire.
所以呢，它的基石呢是那些宝石，就像那些红宝石啊、绿宝石啊、钻石。Its
streets are gold.
那里的街道是金子铺成。How
much litter do you think you'd find on the streets? How much garbage on the streets in heaven?
所以在天堂的街道上，你会找到多少垃圾呢？
You're not going to find it.
你一点垃圾都找不到。What
a beautiful city.
一个多么美丽的城市。Vancouver
prides itself. And Vancouver City say, we are going to be the greenest city in the world.
所以呢，温哥华自己称自己说我们是世界上绿化最多的城市。But
the problem is they still can't cut their grass.
所以呢，问题是呢，好多人仍然不剪他们门口的草。And
you say to yourself, if you want to be the best city in the world, why don't you cut the grass and cut down the weeds?
所以呢，你就跟他说呢，如果你想成为世界上最 好的城市，为什么你不剪门口的草？你不可以把那些野草拔掉？
No weeds in heaven.
在天堂呢是没有杂草。No
rubbish on the streets in heaven.
在天堂的街道上呢也没有那些垃圾。It's
going to be a wonderful city, the New Jerusalem.
新耶路撒冷呢是一个极其奇妙的城市。
That's what we're looking forward to by faith. Are you going to see it now? No.
这就是我们所盼望的。怎么盼望呢？是因着信心盼望的。你现在就能看到吗？ 你看不到。
Yeah, we're going to live for it now.
所以现在呢，我们活着就是为了那个城市。
Verse 17, what's it say? By faith Abraham, when God tested him, offered Isaac as a sacrifice.
第十七节说呢，亚伯拉罕因着信被试验的时候，就把以撒献上。Many
things in the Christian life which are not easy.
所以呢，在我们基督徒的人生中呢，有很多的事情并不容易。God
often asks you to do things that you don't want to do.
所以呢，神呢， 经常需要你做一些你不想做的事儿。
Why does he do that? Well, he says, this is a test. I want to find out whether you will obey me even if it's difficult.
因为为什么神这么做呢？就是神要试验你。神说呢，我就是要找出来你是不是真的信我。如果你去做一些很难做的事情。
God came to Abraham one day and said, Abraham, you take Isaac, you take him to the mountain that I will show you, and you kill him there as a sacrifice to me.
所以有一天神跟亚伯拉罕说呢，你把以撒带上，带到我指给你的那座山上去，你在山上把他杀了，把他作为祭物献给我。
Abraham said, but God, all the promises of God that I know, they're all centered around Isaac. I can't do that.
所以亚伯拉罕这个神说，神啊，我知道从神来的所有的应许都是围绕着以撒展开的，所以你要我把以撒杀了，我做不到。
But the trial of faith is often very hard. And God said, Abraham, I gave you Isaac as a miraculous present. I gave you Isaac as a promise of faith. Now I want you to take him and give him back to me.
因为实际上呢，对信心的试验呢，通常都是很难的。所以神说呢，我把以撒作为一个神奇的礼物、奇迹的礼物给你，然后呢，我把所有的应许也是跟以撒联系起来的。所以呢，我现在呢，我要你把以撒还给我。
That was a very hard day for Abraham.
所以对亚伯拉罕说的那一天是非常艰难的一天。
And he basically said, do I believe God or not?
基本上他在想呢，我是信神呢，还是不信呢？
I don't think he could understand it.
我不认为他理解这是怎么回事。
I know he didn't like it.
我知道他不喜欢这样做。
But verse 17 says, he who had received the promises was about to sacrifice his one and only son.
第17节后半部分说呢，这便是那欢喜领受应许的，将自己独生的儿子献上。
I suppose one of the hardest things in life is when God takes away what he has given you because of your faith in him.
因为我认为在人生里最难的一件事情呢，就是神把他赐给你的东西呢拿走了，就是说在你的信心里。
It's easy when you believe him and he gives you something good.
所以呢，就是说呢，这个是比较容易的。如果你相信神，神给你一些好的事情。
It's awfully hard when he says, now I want to take it away from you again.
所以呢，有时候呢，就是非常难的。神给你呢，他要回去。
And so the verse goes on and says, even the next verse, even though God had said to him, it is through Isaac that your offspring will be reckoned.
第18节说，嫩的这儿子存有话说，从以撒生的才要成为你的后裔。
And so how does Abraham handle this?
亚伯拉罕怎么去驾驭这些？
Verse 19 said, Abraham reasoned, he thought this, that God could raise the dead, and figuratively speaking, he did receive Isaac back from death.
也就是说呢，亚伯拉罕以为神还能叫人从死里复活，他也仿佛从死中得回他的儿子来。
Abraham thought like this. He said, I need a son. God gave me the son, Isaac. He did it because I believed him. He did it because he always keeps his promises.
因为亚伯拉罕，我认为他这么想的。他说，我需要一个儿子。然后神呢，就给了我以撒。我相信神，所以神给了我以撒。
So he said, if Isaac is the answer to my prayer. And if God gave him to me as an answer to faith, if I give him back to God again, then God will give him back to me again.
因为实际上亚伯拉罕这样的，如果是亚伯拉罕，亚伯拉罕祷告的一个赐物赐给他的，也是亚伯拉罕的信心神赐给他的儿子。但是如果我把以撒还给神的话，神会把他再次给我。
He said, if God, if I kill Isaac, God will raise him from the dead and give him back to me.
因为他这样想，但如果我把以撒杀了以后呢，神会让以撒从死里复活，然后再次把他赐给我。
Did Abraham believe God?
亚伯拉罕信神吗？
Yeah. Did Abraham pass the test of faith?
亚伯拉罕通过了信心的测试吗？他通过了。Has
God ever asked you to do something that you didn't want to do? To do something that doesn't sound reasonable?
所以呢，神呢，有没有要你去做过你不想去做的事儿？这件事呢，听起来是没有什么道理。
You have to say, as Abraham said, I don't know how you're going to do this, God, but I am going to obey you now. You figure out how to make it work. I am going to obey you.
所以你会像亚伯拉罕那样说呢，神啊，我不知道这件事情怎么办，但是呢，我是要顺服您的，您自己想出办法来，这个事情怎么办？
And so you remember the story. Abraham and Isaac left where they were and they went down to Mount Moriah 3 days' journey.
所以你们记得那个故事，亚伯拉罕和以撒呢，他们两个一起走了三天的路，到了那个莫奈山上。
Abraham saw the mountain, said to his servants, Isaac and I are going to go up the mountain and worship, and then we'll come back to you.
所以呢，亚伯拉罕呢，跟那他的仆人说呢，以撒跟我，我们要上山，要上山去献祭，献完祭以后，我们就回来了。Abraham
just didn't know how Isaac was going to come back because Abraham intended to kill him on the mountain.
亚伯拉罕不知道那个以撒怎么会回来，因为亚伯拉罕上山的目的就是要杀掉以撒在山上。But
he believed God enough to say that Isaac and I will come back.
所以呢，因为他足够的信神，所以他才会说出来，以撒跟我会回来的。He
got all the way up the mountain. He took Isaac, put him on the altar. He probably tied him down on the altar, on the wood, on the altar, and then he lifted up his knife in order to kill him.
所以呢，他和以撒呢，一直爬到山顶上以后呢，他把那个以撒呢放在祭坛上，或者放在那个杆柴上，也有可能呢把以撒捆起来了，然后把他的匕首拿出来准备杀他。
And then God said to Abraham, don't do that. I now know that you believe me.
所以然后神跟亚伯拉罕说，亚伯拉罕住手，因为我现在我相信你是信我的。
Wouldn't it have been a lot easier if God had told Abraham that 5 minutes earlier?
所以呢，如果是不是在亚伯拉罕杀以撒前5分钟，神就告诉亚伯拉罕，是不是对亚伯拉罕更容易一些呢？
Would have been a lot easier if he told him it 5 hours earlier.
那如果在那个他杀以撒之前5个小时，告诉亚伯拉罕，是不是对他来说也更容易一点？
Why was the trial of faith so hard?
为什么对信心的试验是如此的难呢？
God kept him waiting until the very, very last moment.
因为神呢，让他一直等，一直等，等到最后，最后的一刻。
What did it prove?
这个证明了什么呢?
Prove that Abraham believed God.
证明亚伯拉罕信神。
Is that important?
这个很重要吗?
No. Is it important that God prove that you believe him?
所以那个神呢证明你相信他是重要的吗?
Yeah, it's important to God and it's important to you.
当然是的,对神来说是很重要,对你自己来说也是很重要。
Sometimes I say, Harold, do you really believe God?
所以有时候我跟自己说 ,Harold, 你真的信神吗?
And sometimes I go back in my life and I say it's true. On that occasion, I could have done this, or I could have done that, and what I did only because I believe in God.
所以呢有时候我呢回顾我的人生我知道我是信神的。因为在有些时候有些环境里呢我可以这么去做也可以那么去做。但是我做的那个方向呢仅仅只是因为我信神我才可以往那个方向去做的那个方向。
And that is very important to me in my Christian life, because it basically says, Harold, if you did it once and it worked, do it again. Because God still loves you. Keep on living by faith.
因为这个呢对我的基督徒人生来说是非常重要的。所以呢我跟我自己说 Harold, 如果你那么去做的话没有用你继续做。因为你要相信神神会一直保持他的应许的。
And it's important to God to see someone who really does believe him, even in difficult circumstances. God wants you to prove your faith, and God wants your faith to be proven to him, so that he will know you love him, and you will know you believe him.
实际上这个呢，对神来说是非常重要的，就是在你人生非常艰难的环境下，你仍然证明了你相信神，所以呢，你要证明你自己相信神，你也要向神证明你相信神，所以这样神才知道你相信他。
Now, that's not just, that's the faith of Abraham, but verse 20 says, by faith Isaac blessed Jacob and Esau in regard to their future.
因为第二十节说呢，不光是亚伯拉罕信神，以撒因着信，这只是将来的事儿，给雅各、以扫祝福。
What is faith? Faith says, I believe that God is able to bring good things out of my future.
所以呢，什么是信心呢？信心是我相信，在我的将来，神一定会给我带来美事儿。
What do you do if you've got two sons?
如果你有两个儿子,你怎么办?
You hope, don't you, that God is going to bless both your sons and give you a good future.
因为你是盼望神呢,赐福给你两个儿子,然后给你一个美好的将来。
Jacob and Esau didn't get along very well.
雅各和那个以扫他们不和。
Neither Jacob nor Esau were really outstanding children in terms of their obedience.
所以呢，以撒和雅各他们两个人都不是在圣福里面是杰出的例子。
Isaac said, I believe God is able to bring good out of even these boys.
所以以撒说呢，我信神，甚至说呢，在这样的两个孩子身上也能从他们身上带出好事来。
And he prayed much for them.
所以以撒呢为他们两个祷告了很多。
He blessed them.
所以他祝福他们。
And both of them became mighty nations.
所以他们两个人呢最后呢都建立了一个巨大的国家。
Jacob became the father of the Jewish people.
雅各呢, 成了犹太人的父亲。
Esau became the father of the Edomites.
以以扫呢, 成了以东人之父。
Big names in the world. All, both of them sons of Jacob. God's got big plans for you and for your posterity. Pray that God will bless your posterity.
这两个人呢, 都是, 著名的名字, 在整个世界上, 所以你要祷告, 你要祷告, 你要相信, 神会, 祝福, 赐福给你的后人的。
Verse 21, by faith Jacob, when he was dying, blessed each of Joseph's sons and worshipped as he leaned on the top of his staff.
第二十一节中的雅各因着信临死的时候给约瑟的两个儿子各自祝福扶着帐头敬拜神。
Jacob, when he got old, said, I wonder what's going to happen in the future. He prayed much, and he said, I believe that God is able to make great things out of Joseph's two sons, Ephraim and Manasseh.
因为雅各呢,他年老的时候呢,他不知道怎么办,所以他就祷告。祷告呢,他很祷告了很多次以后,他就相信神会在 那个约瑟的两个儿子身上带出好的事情呢。
And he blessed them, and then he worshipped.
然后他祝福他们,然后他就敬拜神。
But he worshipped leaning on the top of his staff. What's that mean?
他敬拜神的时候,他是把手放在他的那个拐杖的上面,这个是什么意思呢?
Well, the story of leaning on the staff goes back to the time when Jacob wrestled with the angel at the brook Jabbok, you remember.
所以呢,这个把手放在他的拐杖上的这个故事呢,你可以回顾到当年那个雅各在那个地方和神的天使摔跤的时候。Okay,
and he said, on that occasion, he said, I'm not going to let the angel of God go unless he blesses me.
现在在那个环境下呢,雅各说呢,我就不会让神的天使走,除非他赐福给我。And
the Lord said, all right, Jacob, I will bless you, but I'm going to touch your thigh. And I'm just going to put your hip just a little bit out of joint.
因为主教说呢,好吧,那雅各我会赐福给你的,但是呢,我要把你的那个大腿根掐一下,这样呢,以后你就会瘸了。And
after that happened, God said, Jacob, I'm going to bless you, I'm going to do wonderful things for you, but you're going to be limping for the rest of your life.
所以在那以后呢,主教跟那个雅各说呢,说是雅各,我一定会赐福给你,在你的人生,你在你的子孙里都会赐福,但是在你的余生里,你一直都会是个瘸子。And
then as you read the rest of the stories, Genesis 34, 35, 36, 37, 38, terrible things happened to Jacob.
然后你还继续读那个创世纪的34章、35章、36章、73章、8章以后呢，在雅各的人生里发生了极其可怕的事情。He
was heartbroken for what happened to his daughter. He was heartbroken for what happened to his son Joseph. He was heartbroken for what happened to Judah and to Reuben. And Simeon and Levi, sad, sad stories followed that. He was still limping.
实际上在那个时候呢,他为他的女儿心碎,他为他的儿子,约瑟心碎,为他的那个, 利未儿子利未流变还有那个西缅还有其他的所有的事情，所以儿子他心都碎了，但他心碎的时候呢，他仍然是个瘸子。
And I think he said God said he was going to bless me and all these problems came to my life.
其实我认为他当时在想呢，神说他会赐福给我，但是在我人生里怎么出现了这么多可怕的事呢？
He was so disappointed in his 12 sons and his daughter Dinah.
所以呢，他非常的失望，因为他的12个儿子，他的女儿 Dinah。
But he kept on going. Finally, he found out that Joseph wasn't dead after all.
所以他继续他的人生，最终呢，他发现约瑟并没有死。
I guess if there was ever a happy man, it was the day that Jacob found out that Joseph was still alive.
所以如果世界上有一个最幸福的人的话呢，那应该就是在雅各找到他的儿子约瑟的那一天，雅各就世界上最幸福的人。
And in a marvelous way, Joseph was not only not dead, he was in charge of Egypt, and he was feeding the world.
这个呢是一个非常神奇的一个方式。那个约瑟他并没有死，他并不仅仅是没有死，而且他是那个埃及的统治者。当时呢，他是给世界上所有的人供应粮食的人。
I think Jacob said, "Sure glad I believe God."
所以我认为雅各会说呢，当然呢，很确定，我信神。
And he ends up in Egypt, having lived there for 17 years, seeing the wonder that his son Joseph was doing for Egypt and the world and his family.
所以呢，他的余下的17年他就住在埃及，在埃及呢享受呢他儿子给他带来的一切的好处，也是享受他对世界带来的好处。
And as he's dying, he gets out of bed and he hangs on to that staff that has supported him for those last so many years of his life. And he worships.
所以呢，在他要死的时候呢，他站起来了。他拄着他的拐杖，这个拐杖呢实际上是陪伴了他很多年的人生，他拄着那根拐杖来敬拜神。
That's how God wants to bless you and me.
所以神要赐福给你我。
Sometimes I think about my very last hours and my very last days.
有时候呢，我在想我自己，在我最后的几个小时，或者说在我自己最后的几天里。
And I say, Lord, that's the way I want to die.
然后我就跟主说了，主啊，我就想呀，想那样去死。
I want to die worshiping, even worshiping on the staff that is a result of my wrestling with God.
所以呢，实际上呢，我就想要在我死的时候拄着那根拐杖。那根拐杖呢，是因为我与神摔跤而留下的。
That's what faith is all about.
这就是信心所讲的。
Faith says God is good when it appears to be bad.
所以信心呢，是说，当你看起来很糟糕的时候，但是呢，那这些事对你来说是好的。
Faith says God will supply when he takes away.
所以信心是呢，当神拿走以后呢，他会仍然供应你。
Faith says God is so good that I'm going to worship him at the end of my life and I'm going to worship him forever after.
所以呢，信心呢是说呢，神是如此的好。所以在我死的时候呢，我要敬拜他，然后呢，在我死以后，我要永远的敬拜他。
Okay, the next verse is 22. By faith, Joseph, when his end was near, spoke about the exodus of the Israelites from Egypt and gave instructions about his bones.
第二节说，耶稣的心临终的时候，提到以色列族将来要出埃及，因为自己的骸骨留下遗命。
What did Joseph know when he was dying?
当那个约瑟死之前，他知道什么？
Well, he knew this. He knew that the children of Israel were living in Egypt.
他知道以色列人当时住在埃及。God
never promised Egypt to the children of Israel.
所以神从来没有应许说。
God said the children of Israel should all be living in Israel.
所以呢,
but Joseph also knew that God had said to Abraham, Abraham, your children will be living in a strange land that is not theirs. And they will serve those people. But after 400 years, I'll bring them out.
所以呢，约瑟知道当年的神对亚伯拉罕说：“说亚伯拉罕，你的子民呢，将来要住在一个陌生的地方，然后去被那些人奴役。但是400年以后呢，他们要出去那个地方。”
Now Joseph was pretty good at arithmetic.
因为约瑟呢是一个很好的一个记住的人。And
he could figure out how long that would be. And he says, it's going to be almost 400 years, probably 350. We don't know the precise details. But let's say 350 years before the children of Israel leave here. So he said to his relatives, you take my body when you go out of here in 350 years.
所以呢，实际上呢，约瑟呢，他很会去估算，他算了一下，因为神说的是400年，但是呢，我们不知道他们到底在那里具体的时间，也许当时是350年，我们就假设是350年。 然后350年的时候呢，约瑟他死的时候跟他周围的那些人说呢，350年以后你们离开这个地方的时候，要把我的骸骨带走。
2022. What are your plans for the year 2372?
所以呢，今年是2022年。 所以呢，你的计划是二三八二年，你的计划是什么？
You probably say I don't really have any special appointments for that year yet.
所以你说呢，我可能在那到二三八二年，我根本就没有什么计划在那。Joseph
said you put my bones in a special casket. You keep them there for the next 350 years, and when you go back to the land of Canaan, my bones are going to go with you.
意思跟他们说呢，你把我的遗骨放在一个特别的盒子里面，保存好。那350年以后呢，当你们离开埃及去到迦南地的时候呢，你把我的遗骨也带到那个地方去。
Did Joseph believe God?
Yes, sir.
耶稣信什么吗?
Sure he did.
Yeah.
Now, we don't know much about Egypt, but we do know this. The Egyptians were specialists when it comes to mummification.
所以呢，我们不知道什么特别的。我知道呢，当时呢，有个埃及的一些专家，他们呢， 去到那个 mummification.
Mummification. You know what that word means?
No, I don't.
Mummification is the the process of taking a body and preserving it into the future. That's what the Egyptians did. They were experts at mummifying bodies. And Egypt today, in Egypt today, they're still digging up bodies, going back to that time, and the bodies are still partially there because they've been preserved. Joseph says, my body, you can mummify it. You can do whatever you want, but my bones are not staying here. My bones are going to the promised land.
我死以后呢，你们可以把我的尸体做成木乃伊，你们不管你们怎么做，你们想怎么做怎么做，但是最终我的遗骨要到那个应许之地去，我不待在这里。So
what's going to happen to my bones when I die?
所以我死以后我的遗骨会怎么办呢？
Well, it's all relatively simple. Our grandfather bought a big grave site in Vancouver 104 years ago.
所以呢，我死以后呢非常简单，因为我爷爷呢在温哥华买了一块大的墓地，在104年之前。
And he buried my grandmother there because she died of the flu, the swine flu, in 1918.
因为呢，他首先呢埋葬了他的奶奶，他奶奶呢是在1919年，1918年死于那个西班牙流感。But
he had three sons and three daughters, and he figured that more for the families would grow, so he bought enough ground to bury quite a few people in.
因为他当时呢，他们有3到4个孩子，所以呢，他认为这个家庭呢会很快的成长，所以呢，他就买了很大一块墓地给所有的人。So
my aunt is buried there.
所以他的婶婶是也是埋在那里。And
our uncles are buried there.
他叔叔也埋在那里。And
our mother and father are buried there.
他爸妈妈也埋在那里。
And by God's grace, Norm and I are going to be buried there.
Yeah, 借着神的恩典, Norma 跟他呢也会埋在那里。
And one day, Jesus will come back.
有一天呢, 主耶稣会再来。
And there will be the trumpet of God, the voice of the archangel, and Jesus himself will shout.
因为这里面呢，那个神的号角会吹响，还有那个大天使的声音，然后那个神主耶稣自己会大声的喊叫。And
I think there's going to be a great big hole in the ground.
所以我认为是那是在地上有史以来最响的一个号角。We're
all going to go up to meet Jesus.
所有的人都会被提上去与主耶稣相会。
So I'm going to tell people when I die, you be careful with my bones.
所以呢，我不会告诉人，就说我死以后你来照顾我的。My
bones have got a good future too, you know.
你知道我的骨头也会有一个很好的将来。Jesus
is going to take me to heaven, just as Moses took Joseph to the land of Canaan.
所以呢，主耶稣呢会把我带到天堂，就像，使神把那个约瑟带到迦南地一样。You
believe that?
你相信那个吗？
You say, yeah, I believe that. Do I believe that? Yeah.
你说是，我相信这个，我信那个吗？当然我也信。
It'll be a wonderful day. You can imagine Moses as he left Israel that morning, sorry, as he left Egypt that morning, saying, bring Jake Joseph's bones. We're going.
你想象的摩西那天呢，他们离开埃及的时候，他说把约瑟的遗骨带上，我们要离开了。
Well, as a matter of fact, I'm looking forward to that.
事实上呢，我盼望着那一天。
One happy day.
多么幸福的一天。
How do we know that's going to happen?
我们怎么知道这些事会发生呢？
Well, we believe the same God that Joseph believed.
因为我们相信约瑟相信的那个同一个神。
We believe the same God that Moses and Aaron and all these others believe.
我们也相信摩西啊、亚伦他们相信的那个神是一样的神。
Now, do you think that God honored Joseph's promise, but he's not going to honor his promise to Harold?
所以你认为如果那个神持守的约瑟的那个应许，而不持守的Harold的应许吗？
God could no more lie to me than he could to Harold. Sorry, to Joseph.
所以呢，神呢，他不会对Harold撒谎，就像他不会对约瑟撒谎。If
God lies to me, he's a liar.
如果神对我撒谎呢，他是个说谎者。But
if God didn't lie to Joseph, then he's not going to lie to me.
如果神呢，没有对约瑟撒谎，他也不会对我撒谎。That's
logical, and that's the basis of faith.
所以这是个逻辑，也是我们信心的基础。All
right, well, let's keep on going here. Verse 23, by faith Moses' parents hid him for 3 months after he was born because they saw he was no ordinary child. They were not afraid of the king's edict.
第23节，摩西生下来，他的父母见他是个俊美的孩子，就引着信，把他藏了3个月，必不怕亡命。Moses
had some pretty good parents.
是摩西有一个很好的父母。And
Moses' parents basically heard the news. And the news was, if there's any boys born to the Jewish people, just throw them in the river.
所以摩西的父母呢，他们呢，听到了一个新闻，那个新闻就说呢，任何以色列出生的男孩，你们都要把他扔到河里去。
And Moses' parents said, we're not going to do that.
所以摩西的父母说，我们不会把摩西扔到河里。
And so when he was born, they hid him. And for 3 months, they hid him.
因为当摩西出生的时候呢，他们把摩西藏了3个月。
Now, frankly, I don't know how they did that.
坦率说，我不知道他们怎么藏他的。
When I was a baby, I think I could cry pretty loud.
所以当我还是个婴儿的时候呢，我认为我的哭声很响亮。
I can speak pretty loud now. I figure I could cry pretty loud when I was a baby.
因为我现在说话的声音很大，所以我可能可以算出来，当我还是个婴儿的时候，我的哭声也很大。But
because Jochebed and Amram loved God and believed God, they did the miraculous and they hid Moses for 3 months.
因为摩西的父母们 他们相信神，所以他们相信神会行神迹，所以呢，他们就把摩西藏了3个月。I
think they probably spent the 3 months and a long time before that saying, how can we possibly preserve the life of this child?
所以我们认为呢，他在那个他们父母在那3个月里说呢，我们要想个什么办法才能够。
And I think they said, you know, Pharaoh has said, you've got to put the boy in the river, but he didn't say, you can't put a basket under him.
我认为他们当时呢在想呢，说法老说呢，你要把孩子扔到河里去。 但并没有说呢,
so they made themselves a really nice waterproof basket and they put him in the river where he belonged.
他们自己呢认为他们自己编了一个防水的一个篮子，然后呢就把摩西放到篮子里面去，再放到河里去。
And if Pharaoh's policemen found him, they would simply say, he did exactly what Pharaoh wanted. They put him in the river, and that's where we found him. He was in the river.
因为呢，我认为当时法老的警察如果看到他们放了摩西的时候呢，他们会说我们忠实的执行了法老的命令。法老说要把孩子放到河里，我们现在把他放到河里。
But then they probably thought a little more, and they thought, you know, when he's found, probably the guards, when they find him, they'll just dump the basket over and let the boy drown.
然后呢，他们也在想这样一种情况。不过当时的守卫呢，看到了那个篮子以后呢，他们会把篮子翻过去，然后让摩西淹死。
And I think this, I can't tell you this is exactly what was going through the minds of Moses' mother Jochebed and Moses' father Amram, but I think they thought like this.
因为我认为这当时是摩西的母亲阿姆然和摩西父亲加克巴，他们在大脑里是这么思考的，不一定是这样的，他们当时可能是这么想的。
I think they said, you know, this boy is no ordinary boy. He is an extremely beautiful child. Everybody who saw him said, wow, that's a good looking baby.
因为我认为他们在想呢，这个摩西呢不是一个普通的孩子，他是一个极其漂亮的一个孩子。认为呢，如果每个人看见这个孩子，就说啊。
I've seen a lot of pictures of babies. If you want to know the truth, they pretty much all look like babies to me. But this boy was exceptional. And so they put him in the water, but they put him in the water in a place where Pharaoh's own daughter would come for her morning swim.
所以呢，他们就找到这个地方，把那个篮子放到河里的地方呢，是靠近那个法老的女儿，她早上会来游泳的那个附近。
And I think they probably prayed and said, now, Lord, if anybody finds this boy, we want it to be Pharaoh's daughter who finds this boy.
我认为呢，他们当时的摩西的父母在祷告，他们祷告说，主啊，如果你要让谁找到这个男孩的话，我们希望这个人是法老的女儿。
Now, why would that be important?
这个为什么很重要呢?
I think it's important because Pharaoh's daughter didn't have a son.
我认为这个非常重要的是因为法老的女儿她没有自己的儿子。
There was a terrible problem in Egypt in those days.
所以呢，在当时呢，埃及的那个时候呢，没有儿子是一个很严重的问题。
They were a people who did not practice godly morals.
所以他们是那些人呢，并不遵守神制定的道德观。
God says one man, one woman, together in marriage and no other physical contact.
所以呢，神说呢，一个男人，一个女人，因为婚姻呢结合在一起。 在不能和其他的任何男人、女人有身体上的接触。
The Egyptians didn't believe that.
埃及人他们不相信的。
They didn't practice that.
他们也不就那么去执行。
Their society was filled with all manner of sexual immorality.
因为他们整个的社会当年呢，就充满了所有的淫乱。
The consequence of which was many terrible diseases.
以后果呢，是由此而产生了很多极其可怕的病。
And repeatedly in scripture, you read these words, you follow me and I will not give you all the diseases of Egypt.
所以呢，在圣经里不断的是重复，神说，你们顺服我，我就不会把在埃及的病降给你们。
The diseases of Egypt were so bad that repeatedly God says, these diseases from which you cannot be cured.
因为当时在埃及的那些疾病呢是如此的可怕，神就一直跟人说呢，如果你染上了当时埃及那样的疾病，你就不会痊愈了。
I don't believe Pharaoh's daughter had a son.
我不认为法老的儿子有。
I think Pharaoh's daughter, because of sin, had diseases that meant she could not have a son.
我认为呢，法老的女儿呢，是因为她自己的罪，所以她因为这样的罪的话，她因为她的淫乱，她生不出儿子了。It
may very well be that she had just lost a son in birth because of her diseases.
所以呢，也很有可能呢，他生出来的儿子就死了，因为他的病。Well,
much of that now is putting together thoughts in scripture. I don't know that that's precisely what went through her mind. But when she saw Moses, she said, I'm going to take that baby for myself.
那这里面呢，就是说，并不是圣经里讲的，就是我们根据圣经里的那个推断出来的。我认为当时那个法老女儿看见摩西说，这就是我的儿子。How
could she do that? The law said he had to be killed, drowned.
你他怎么会那么去做呢？因为当时的法律说呢，那些刚出生男孩应该被淹死。
She said, I'm Pharaoh's daughter, I can do pretty much anything I want.
所以他会说呢，我是法老的女儿，我想干什么我就干什么。
And so here she is on this particular day, and she sees the baby, and she says, what a beautiful baby. And Miriam, Moses' sister, says, would you like me to bring you somebody who can help look after that baby for you?
所以当时呢，那个法老女儿看到那个摩西的时候，她说：“啊，好漂亮的一个男孩了。”所以当时那个摩西的姐姐叫米利安，她一直跟着摩西，她看到那个法老的女儿捡到那个摩西的时候，她就说：“呢，你想要找一个人来照顾你这个孩子吗？”
Pharaoh's daughter says, "That's a brilliant idea. Yeah, let's do that."
所以呢，这个法老女儿说：“这个主意太好了，啊，你去帮我找吧。” And
so you know the story. Moses ends up in Pharaoh's household, being taught the wonderful truths of God by his own mother, and his mother's getting paid for it.
所以你们大家知道这个故事里面是说了吗？当时呢，那个摩西后来在那个法老的宫殿里长大。 然后呢，他的父母在法老的宫殿里呢，教摩西神的伟大的真理。他的妈妈为此而还可以赚工资。Now
you tell me how that happened.
你告诉我这个是怎么会发生的。I'll
tell you how it happened. Jochebed believed God. Amram believed God. They said, God, you are able. We believe you.
我告诉你会怎么会这样，因为查克巴他的阿玛还有那个阿米拉他爸爸，他们说我神呐，我们相信您，因为我们相信您会把这一切做到。
And you believe God, and God will do for you things that are absolutely impossible.
所以呢，你相信神，那么神会在你的身上行一个你认为绝对不可能发生的事。
Why is this story here?
为什么这里有这样一个故事呢？
It's so you'll believe God like Amram and Jochebed.
所以呢，你就相信神，就像阿米拉和查克伯那样信神。It's
so that we'll believe in the same God that Joseph and Isaac and Jacob believed in, and Abraham and all the rest of them.
所以呢，我们会相信一个那个约瑟。 雅各还有以撒还有亚伯拉罕就是他们所有人信的神。
These men and women, by the way, are all here as examples of what God wants to do for you and me.
这上面讲到的这所有的人呢，在这里呢，都是一个榜样。这个榜样呢，说明呢，神会在我们身上和在他们身上行同样的事儿。
So I can tell you some stories about God, what God has done for me, and you will say that's impossible. That could never happen.
如果我告诉你一些神在我身上行过的一些事情的话呢，你说那不可能，那绝对不可能发生的。
And I say, well, I know it's impossible. It happened to me because I believed in God.
所以我说呢，我认为我知道那是不可能的，但是呢，那也确实在我身上发生了。那为什么呢？是因为我相信神。And
you go to Norma and you say, has that ever happened to you? And she will say yes.
你如果去问 Norma， 你说在你身上也发生过那样的事吗？她说是。And
why do I use Norma and me as examples?
为什么我把 Norma 和我做一个例子来讲？
Because we're older than the rest of you. We've known God longer. And we've seen him do more things. You keep trusting God and you'll have the same kinds of stories that we have.
因为我们两个在这所有人中间是最老的。我们相信神比你们相信的时间长。所以我告诉你，你们像我们这样相信神，在你人生里也会发生很多不可能的事情。
What does verse 6 say?
Amen.
Without faith, it's impossible to please God.
所以呢，第六节讲的是什么呢？人非有信，不可取悦于神。
Can you believe God too much?
你能不能相信神太多呢？
No. Can you believe God too little?
你不会相信神太多，但是你会信神太少吗？
And you miss out on much because you did believe God too little.
所以呢，如果你只是相信神太少，你会不会失去很多东西呢？
Yeah.
是的。
Remember the Amram and Jochebed story. What a wonderful story.
要记住摩西父母阿米尔和加克伯的故事，这是一个很奇妙的故事。
All right, verse 26. By faith Moses, when he had grown up, refused to be known as the son of Pharaoh's daughter.
所以呢，第24节，摩西因着信长大了，就不肯。
That's absolutely amazing.
这是绝对神奇的。
Here's a man. He is a senior man in the family of the king of Egypt.
所以这里有一个人，他呢是在那个法老的那个。 王族里，他是一个很高阶的人。
Pharaoh was probably the richest man in the world.
当时法老呢, 有可能是世界上最富有的人。
Well, how do you like that? If you were the son of the richest person in the world, what would you like to do for the rest of your life?
你喜欢吗? 如果你是那个世界上最有钱的人的儿子或者女儿, 你的余生你想干什么?
And this particular son of the richest man in the world, who probably could have been the Pharaoh, the next Pharaoh. We don't know for sure, but there might not have been another higher ranking man in the kingdom than Moses.
因为这个人呢，这个摩西呢，他在因为他在，他如果待在法老家里，他有可能就成为下一任的法老。所以当时在世界上呢，没有人比这个法老的这个职位更高的了。And
then there was another group of people there who were their slaves.
所以另外有些人呢，那些人他们是奴隶。
And they were maltreated, they were undernourished, they were overworked, they were impoverished.
所以呢, 他们那些人呢, 被不恰当的对待, 他们营养不良, 他们超时工作, 所以他们也很穷。
And Moses said, I don't want to be with them, I want to be with the slaves. I don't want to be with the king, I want to be with the slaves.
摩西说呢,
Why did he say that?
他为什么那么说呢?
Because he believed God?
因为他信神。
He said, Joseph's left his bones here. They'll be here for a few more years because the 400 years is not up yet. But I am going to go when God takes his people back to Israel. I'm going back with them, says Moses.
所以当时摩西说呢，约瑟的遗骨留在这里，因为400年的时间还没到，所以呢，约瑟的遗骨呢可能会在埃及再多待一些年，等那个时期满了以后呢，神要把他的子民带回到以色列的土地上。 当时呢，回去的时候，我要跟以色列的人一起回去。Isn't
it strange? Egypt, the greatest country in the world. Joseph running the country. And a few hundred years later, Moses running the country under Pharaoh. Amazing. These things never happen. You know that's impossible. Except whether you believe God.
这是不是很神奇的呢? 当时埃及是世界上最强大的国家。当时呢，约瑟是埃及的统治者，但是很多年以后呢，几百年以后的摩西呢，成了当时那些人民的统治者，在法老之下。Isn't
it strange how God does things?
所以呢，只有因为你相信，所以呢，神是行奇事的。Who
was running Babylon?
谁在统治巴比伦呢?
Daniel.
但以理.
Who was running the Medo-Persian Empire?
所以呢，谁在那个统治那个波斯帝国呢?
Daniel.
也是但以理.
Who was running the Persian Empire a few years later?
谁在统治那个？ 波斯帝国几年之后呢?
Mordecai the Jew from the book of Esther.
所以呢，莫迪改是在以斯帖书里讲到的一个犹太人。
Who was running Egypt? Joseph.
谁在统治埃及呢? 那就是约瑟。
Who was running Egypt? Moses.
谁在统治埃及呢? 摩西。
Do you believe God?
你相信什么?
If God was able to do that for them, is God able to be faithful when you believe him, will he fulfill his promises to you?
如果神呢,在他们身上呢,行这些事,如果你信神的话,神是不是信实的会向你持守他的应许呢?
If God can believe, fulfill his promises to all of them, can he fulfill his promises to you?
如果神不能去完成他对前面那些人所有的应许, 他能兑现你对你的应许吗?
Why is it all here? By faith. We believe God without faith. Impossible to please God. All we have to do is believe him the way they believed him. Simple guys they were. They simply said, Lord, we believe you. We're going to do what you want us to do. We choose to believe you.
人非有心呢,不能取悦于神。那前面讲的那些人呢,都是一些非常简单的人。他们就说呢,我相信神,只有我们也要像他们那样有个简单逻辑。就说神呢,我们相信您,我们选择相信你。
Amen. Our time is gone. We're going to pray. The Lord will help us. We're going to keep on believing him. And we're going to get together next week, we believe.
所以呢,我们的时间也到了,所以呢,我们要祷告,我们要祷告的神呢,继续保守我们,让我们一直相信他,到下个星期来学习之前,我们仍然相信。Lord,
we thank you for the promises of God.
主啊,我们要为神的应许献上感恩。You
made a promise to Abraham. You said, your children, your seed will go down into another land, but they'll come back after 400 years.
主啊,当时你对亚伯拉罕应许,说你的子孙要去那个应许之地,然后在应许之地呢,他们又会回到一个其他的地方去。And
you fulfilled your promises to all of these, including Moses and Joseph.
所以呢,您实现了对所有的人的应许,包括摩西和约瑟在内。And
we believe, Lord, you'll do the same for us, because you're the same God.
主啊,我们也相信您会在我们身上行同样的事,因为你还是同样的那个神。And
you couldn't be a God who keeps his promises if you didn't keep your promises.
所以呢,如果你是可能是那样一个神,如果你不守你的应许的话。Lord,
would you help each of us believe you more, please?
主啊,求你帮助我们更多的去相信您。
We ask this now in Jesus' name and give thanks.
我们现在感恩,祈求这些奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. All right, Lord bless you all.